Hi guys, how we doing? So we finally got to play a game the other night, and overall I was pretty pleased with our effort. We've come a long way since the spring, obviously. Saw some good things, saw some guys playing hard, great effort trying to use our techniques, our fundamentals, doing what we're asking them to do. Obviously saw some good performances by some guys, and we still have a long way to go. There's a lot of things, a lot of mistakes that we made that hopefully we can learn from, that we started this morning with our meeting on punt return this morning and our walkthrough. So still a ways to go, but I'm excited about our start and our continued development.
What did you think about them bringing in Joe?
This was something we had talked about probably a week or so before training camp. I think it's a great idea. I've said that I think Ryan can handle it. There's no doubt in my mind he can. I can understand why we bring in a veteran coach, and the fact that Joe was available was a benefit and a plus for us.
Did you have any input in that, or is that just something they did on their own without kind of...
Well, I mean, it's not my decision, but they asked me my opinion, and I thought it was a good idea.
How aware of Joe were you? Have you ever worked with him in the past?
Anything like no, that? I've never worked with him. I've coached against him many times, and my father has coached against him many times, and there's a great deal of mutual respect.
What do you evaluate with Adam Thielen and punt returns?
He did a good job. As he saw the tape this morning, he's probably disappointed he didn't score on the one. But that's something that a young punt return, that's a mistake they're going to make. He saw the seam. He just went full speed where he's got to kind of dip and go to the outside or widen him and go back to the inside. But it was a very, very well-blocked play. Our guys did a great job on the outside and on the interior, and we did a good job of finishing blocks. There, did what we asked them to do. But Adam had two real nice returns. You saw the punt coverage at the end of the first half. It was fantastic. On kickoff return, he missed a block where Jarek got tackled at the 22. If he kicks the guy out like he should, and what we call helmet adjust, he's going to find that seam, and we might have a big return there as well. But, he still made a couple errors, but overall he played extremely well. He ran the punt team very well. He's a leader. He's smart. He's tough. He's a good football player.
How comfortable are you getting with him in those different roles in special teams?
The more I see what it from the other night, the more comfortable I'll become. And I expected him to play that well, and he did for the most part. So I was excited about his performance.
You've got all these factors that go into something like that with guys and their other position and making the team. And then, Marcus Sherrill's having done the job for several seasons. When it boils down to it, how do you make that decision of who's going to be your punt returner?
Well, a lot of it is Marcus's health. Obviously, he couldn't go the other night, and hopefully he'll be fine. And, Marcus has earned that. He's earned the job. And obviously, he'll feel a little bit of pressure from Adam or any other young returner. But Marcus is the guy that we've relied on heavily the last 3 years that we'll see him continued success, I hope. And so right now, if you're asking me who's going to be the returner week one, I would expect it to be Marcus, depending on his health and how he performs the rest of the preseason.
About feeling in coverage when he flew down the field and that tech, I don't know if it was for a loss or just for no gain, but can you walk me through that play, how that developed?
Yeah, they had a six box look. They were setting up a return against us, and Adam's job was to protect inside first and we talk about our fullback or our personal protector being the third gunner. We have two gunners wide. We've got a fast guy, smart, tough guy, Andrew Zendejo, Harrison Smith, those type of guys have done that before, Robert Blanton. So he's our third gunner, and did a good job clearing that there wasn't a rush threat for him. And he goes down right over the ball and does a great job. There's a guy coming to block him, and he kind of dips, puts that guy on his back so he can't block him unless he blocks him in the back. And he's right over the ball and makes a nice play. It was a minus 4 yard return. Ended up being a 51-yard net. And a punt like that at the end of the half, we called it an end-of-half punt because the very next play they took a knee. That's our goal, obviously, is to either end the play, end the half on that punt play, or if there's a few seconds left, they say, hey, we're in bad field position, take a knee, and let's get out of here. That's our goal.
What'd you think of Jarek?
Jarek, he did some good things, obviously, on offense. I know he did very well. His kickoff return, he's got a chance. He's close on that one. Like I said, we missed the one block. I didn't get a chance to use him as much as I wanted to. He ran it out on the first kickoff and kind of got blocked and into the ground a little bit, but he hopped back up. But, he's got a ways to go, but I think – because he's running the ball so much now, I can't use him a lot in the second half, and I'm sure that'll continue in the preseason. So hopefully I can, bits and pieces in the first half, and then obviously in practice continue his development.
The Hodges blocked field goal. Was that like a magnificent individual effort? Did someone help clear the way? What happened there?
It was a phenomenal coaching effort, to be quite honest. No, I'm only kidding. No, they had just signed that young man the night before, the day before, Gosling. So the operation was a bit slow, to his credit. That's tough on any young kid. But Gerald did a great job. He hopped through his gap and he did what we asked him to do. You know, he got through the gap, got back on both feet on the ground and then went up. You know, a lot of guys will get through a gap and then they don't jump. You need to jump to block those kicks, and he did that. Did a great job.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.